First, my name is Penti Alto. I'm a little bit dyslexic, so I'm not surprised you can't read the writing. I live at 720 Batchelder Road in Pembroke, New Hampshire, a few hundred yards from where the AC portion of the line would go through. This is a very heavy line. This is about as much power going through that wire as we'll have through any of our power lines in the state. The towers will be high. It will probably have an effect on property values. I'm old enough, so I'm not too worried about electromagnetic field anymore. Other people might be. I've been in the energy areas for most of my life. I think it's fair to say that if you're going to produce energy by any method, there ain't no free lunch. Everything has a cost. This project will have a cost. It's going to be a very substantial cut through many pieces. It's going to destroy land values near it. We do need power. What's the proper balance point where we start doing something with this? Is there some way that the benefits of this might be maximized to the state? Today, there are a bunch of potential power sources up in the north. Again, none of them without cost, wind, and biomass, all of them have their problems. They can't get the power down here because there isn't enough wire. We're going to build a brand new power line, but they won't have access to it. They will not be able to move their power out of the north. What happens when developments occur? Today I can buy, if I could afford it, a small generator or cogeneration package that for about the same amount of energy that it takes to heat my house, or fuel, I can produce half my power. Now, the effect of that is because it's so expensive, I can't do that right now, and the efficiency is kind of lousy still. Stuff that is on its way for the amount of energy that it takes to heat my house, I could heat three houses or provide the power for three houses, conceivably, with some of the new systems that are out there. What happens if we don't really need this wire that much going into the future? Is this an appropriate method for doing it? I don't have an answer for that. But the fact that this is what I'll call a merchant wire, it's not a pool-planned unit. This is a wire built for the benefit of getting power from Canada to here, which may be something we'll have to look at for getting power from North Dakota to here, if that's really what's needed. Maybe this is the way to do it. I'm not sure that it is. I rather doubt it. But let's see if we can figure out how more benefit could be done for the citizens of New Hampshire with this type of project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall.